Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report for a lively discussion on burning issues. Today we have the selection and the Senate race is tight head-to-head because of the 10-to-1 spending by Doug Jones and the global Satanist pedophile baby killers that want to push open borders, downgrade our military, take away our guns with Doug Jones, an extreme globalist, maniac, blood, baby-killing monster that wants to become elected, tries to tone his stance down to try to get elected in the Bible Belt, Alabama. And they've attacked the reputation of Judge Roy Moore when the man is a uber-Christian. He's actually so Christian, it's like he could be a disciple of Jesus himself, to be honest with you, back in the Old Testament, in the New Testament. So I'm amazed that these so-called media continue to try to make statements in some of the so-called new conservative so-called rhino Republicans continue to attack Roy Moore, saying he's not acceptable. How about they're not acceptable? They need to shut the hell up. I am so disgusted by the people that want to attack Roy Moore. The man has been working for four decades, been vetted by thousands of women, worked with women's sports teams, and there's not a shred of evidence he's ever been. And by the way, when you're a pedophile and you're attacking women, you don't stop. It's like somebody who likes to overeat candy. You don't stop eating candy. You don't stop being a criminal or a pedophile or a baby mauler or someone who likes to do bizarre things to women. You don't stop. And the fact that the man has the Ten Commandments in the courthouse and got removed from court twice for doing uber-Christian things, forget it. Shut the hell up if you want to keep on attacking Roy Moore. Roy Moore, if he gets in the Senate, is going to be the man that's going to be the chief architect pulling the plug on the swamp. As he said in his speech yesterday when he had Bannon there, it's pretty hard to clean up the swamp when you got alligators up to your neck. And the alligators are there with Washington Post and Bezos trying to attack the Trump regime, because if he can get rid of one more Republican seat, he could literally unseat not only the Republicans of both the House and Senate, he could have Donald Trump impeached and actually cause a civil war in America. Because I'm going to tell you, if they try to take away our guns and leave our borders open to maniacs like the one that killed Steinle in San Francisco, you're going to have a bloody, you know, it's called the Dissociated States of America. We already have the media pushing it, and the tribalism pushed by Obama and Hillary Clinton to identity politics to break us up by our skin and other things. I don't give a damn what someone's skin is. I am not a racist. My brothers that are black, Hispanic, Arab, Indian, whatever, it doesn't matter to me. What it matters is, do they honor the Constitution? Are they honor the Most High God? Are they decent citizens that will protect each other's back from terrorism? Like that maniac that came in here, Unchained Migration. So I want to see Roy Moore in there, and he's going to be the chief architect of cleaning the Senate from McConnell and Ryan in the House. He's going to be one of the chief architects for passing the two more judges they need to make sure to review the case of Roe versus Wade, which, by the way, was not a law. It's just a judgment in 1973 before ultrasound. So if you have an alternate viewpoint, stuff it. I'm not interested in any more attacks on Roy Moore. The evidence has fallen apart so badly on Korfman and their so-called phone or on this yearbook they won't submit to an independent graphical analysis. They are full of it. And Mr. Bezos and Amazon, we're coming for you, boy. If you think you're going to have this big, giant corporation, you're not going to get chewed away at by many other corporations or get sued or other things happen to you, I hate your guts. I want people to understand billionaires that live off innovative technological advances in Silicon Valley or people like Bezos, that then try to prey on the population like they are cyber gods, they need to go to hell. I'm sick and tired of it. What do you think, John? Because today this is not just a vote for a senator that for the next 2 years before the full Senate vote comes together in 2 years for the actual re-election of a senator. It's the vote for the soul of America. Are we going to stop killing babies? Are we going to have a border? Are we going to have refurbation of our military and $100 billion more money so we can actually have a strong military, so we can have peace through strength, like Ronald Reagan talked about? Are we going to have actually a country? Because the Democrats don't give a rat's behind if we lose our country. When Obama and Hillary Clinton put 82,000 plus people back on the streets that are convicted felons of rape, robbery, and murder. I mean, it's disgusting. I am sick and tired of even hearing that there's another side. There isn't. The other side are nutballs, maniacs, destroyers of the Constitution, and baby killers. And I'm sick of it. What do you think, John? Are you there, John? Maybe I put you in apoplectic shock. Are you there? I can't hear you. Let's try to call him back. Obviously, we don't have a connection, so give him a ring back and see if we can connect. Because I'm sure I did pontificate a bit there. I'm sure I haven't caused a cardiorespiratory arrest. So let's reconnect. So I want to continue. I got this letter here. This is a copy of the letter he gave, and I'll actually read parts of it here because it's really good. This is a letter to the president, a copy of letter sent earlier to President Trump. This is, by the way, November 20th, so this is a few weeks ago. And I'm just going to pour out sections of it. For some reasons, nothing has been mentioned about Judge Roy Morris graduating from U.S. Military Academy at West Point and serving at Fort Benning in Germany and Vietnam. As a state judge, he was twice elected as Chief Justice to the Alabama Supreme Court and twice removed when he refused to remove a monument of the Ten Commandments at the Alabama Judicial Building, which he had earlier commissioned and has stand against same-sex marriage, which when it was still banned in the state of Alabama. In conclusion, the voters in Alabama must decide on the man as well as on the issues he supports. As for the allegations, if indeed they are true, which are not, they're falling all apart, that appropriate federal and state bodies would be expected to act as they should regarding confirming evidence. But here's the point. The Korfman, the one that claims that she was assaulted at 14, was actually moved out of state because the actual legal case that he was involved where he babysat her at 14, she was actually getting her parent, her father, taking her out of state. She wasn't even in the state. That's number one. Number two, there was no phone in her bedroom. That's been confirmed by her mother. So that case is gone. Then when you talk about late teenagers, 16, 17, 18, the age of consent is 16. And if you want to know this as a biological truth from a doctor who's been in practice almost half a century, I can tell you women are socially way more advanced. The average 16-year-old female is at the mental age of a 25-year-old male. So if he dated 17, 18, or 19-year-olds, and their mothers consented because he thought he was good marriage material, being a local hero who came back from Fort Benning at Germany and Vietnam and went to West Point, this guy was a star, and he was already an attorney. Are you kidding me? He was like the perfect guy for their daughter to marry. And that's what girls want. They don't want just have sex to give their body over, because the danger for women, for men, it's one packet of sperm, they're done. For women, it's possible death. In fact, that's the reason why I talked to people about the bankers a century ago in America. Why wouldn't they? Were they abusing women? Why would they not give women the right to get loans? The reason why wasn't because the average woman is smarter than the average man, but there's seven times more geniuses over IQ 170 than men. The reason why women weren't given banking things or given all these other rights was real simple. They died in childbirth until they had advanced obstetrics, and Semmelweis discovered that you don't do an autopsy and deliver a baby, the woman dies of sepsis after pregnancy. So that's the fact. It was childbirth death. So when a woman puts her body on the line, she can get some pelvic infectious disease. She can end up with a serious pregnancy. If she gets an abortion, she increases the chance of Asherman syndrome, abnormal implantation of the uterus, and puerperal sepsis or bleeding or abnormal separation of the placenta. It's obscene what's going on. And people like Judge Roy Moore are standing up against abortion because it was retried. We had Dr. Fred Graves on here. Retried, they would say, we got to strike this down. At the very least, they do a heartbeat bill and they stop abortion at the heartbeat, but they should stop a conception, because if I'm an unethical maniac like Dr. Seed, physicist in Chicago that believes in genetically hybridizing human and pig DNA to create multiple organ transplants, I can do anything with those fetuses. That's why Planned on Parenthood is making millions of dollars, and the Department of Justice is going after these maniacs at the DOJ, and the courts in California and a judge in Northern California were directly involved with Planned on Parenthood. Guess what? The DOJ are now going to get these son of bitches at the Planned on Parenthood are selling baby body parts to stem cell and other clinics. And if you think this is disgusting, even if you sort of supported abortion, you got to say you can't do low-flow suction and special surgical procedures to kill the baby, just as you can harvest organs and make buco box. Damn it. Even if you liked abortion, your stomach's got to... Welcome back. We now have a nice phone connection for John W. Spring. And John, of course, you write lots of articles. We've been tracing over the last month all the issues of Kim Jong-un, and it's my prediction for 2018. We are going to do a military operation, and we're going to whack and decapitate North Korea. We're also going to have a trade war with China, and it's going to be a 25% tariff against Chinese goods. They're going to stop blocking American companies from owning more than 51%. And the Chinese are going to get tamed. Because if they don't contain and they actually try to block us from taking out North Korea, they're also going to get nuked. So China is going to cease to exist. And people say, that's too dangerous for America. We don't have any choice. 5 or 10 years from now, when China thinks they're big enough britches they can take us on full force, they'll nuke every city in the United States or a military bases, and we'll have Chinese guards telling us to get in the back of a truck to go to civil detention or execution camps. You think this can't happen? You're a friggin' idiot. I work with the federal government. I can tell you straight up, I work with the military. I don't believe in lying to myself or anyone else. And these agreements that we've been making with these Democrats that want to have global climate change, like the Paris Accord, which, by the way, Doug Jones supports, and this crazy governor here in California supports, which, by the way, there's three stages that will stop these damn fires. The first one is stop the weather modification technology to put a blocking high out in the North Pacific that prevents the Pineapple Express bringing in moisture. Number two, clean out the duft. I worked in British Columbia back in 77. You don't clear out the dead trees and the duft between trees, you're going to have a forest fire. All you need is power lines smacking together or a lightning strike, and bam, you're done. And it can take months. For example, you can have hot roots where they're actually burning under the ground. And if you had temperature sensors in the ground to measure the temperature of the ground going up, you could see where there's a hot spot where there's roots on fire that literally can burn for literally like a fuse for months. And the third thing we need to use is advanced technology. And what I propose, and I'm going to get patents on it, is my plasma positron beam technology that will literally cut off the oxidative chain that allows fire to exist, like a scissors. It literally cuts it off. This could also be used as a laser knife or as a weapon from space, or to knock out tornadic activity and weather systems, and you can aim it to the sky and turn on rain. So this technology I'm going to patent, and I'm going to give it to our U.S. government, just like my LaserNet interferometry system for stopping incoming missiles, and whether they're ballistic, carrying a nuclear weapon, scalar, biological, or chemical weapon. And we have to understand, once we spread to our allies the ability to not only prevent weather warfare against us, because realize this, the Russians won't just attack us with a missile. They'll attack us with scalar space-based weapons, the same as the Chinese. They are weaponizing space with even killer satellites to either knock our eyes out in space and then hit us from the space with space-based weapons. And the Chinese don't get it. They don't realize we're decades, if not centuries, ahead of them, and they're going to take it hard if they don't negotiate. Now, what's happening with Xi is he's got this egotistical, I'm Mao of the 21st century, and he's putting his statues right beside Mao Zedong. Xi is creating a cult in China of his own making, and his policies are not stopping Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-un is going to get whacked. He has a place in hell, and we're going to send him there. Okay? And if we don't decapitate, we're going to have a missile coming up, and maybe even if he misses, say, San Francisco, he's going to hit Sacramento, 100 miles away. You have to understand, this is not a game we can play, especially the proliferation of nuclear weapons to Iran, North Korea, and God knows who else. Sawed-off nation, if they don't have a nuclear weapon, they can have an EMP weapon. They launch from a fishing boat, put a missile up 100,000 feet in the air and create an EMP pulse that can knock out your power grid. Or just hack in through the so-called smart grid. I call it the stunned grid rather than the smart grid. It's stunned to have a grid that can be hacked into by hackers in the basement of a hotel room in Bulgaria. It's freaking ridiculous. So, let's face it, this is called smell the coffee. Wake up, people. You've been told I'm picking a poke by the regular media, and the alternative media are just uninformed and have never asked the right questions or have the classified clearance to know what the hell is really going on. People are living in la-la land, aren't they?
They are, Dr. Deagle, and we cannot afford too much longer.
The game is up. The game is up. 2018, 666. It's my prediction that next year you're going to have three major bad things happen. You're going to have the crash of the No Such Agency or NSA Bitcoin, which is the prelude to the Mark of the Beast. You're going to have a decapitation of North Korea. And you're going to have a trade war with China. And if they try to stop us militarily as we decapitate North Korea, they're going to get nuked not just by us, but primarily by Japan. Japan will nuke the hell out of them. And
yes.
The Chinese don't get this. I mean, these people have got, they're almost like, remember, they're not quite as walled off as the North Koreans, but the Chinese people, even if they came to the University of Spoiled Children, we call USC here in California, and they went back with an engineering degree to China, they're shocked by the fact they're in the freaking matrix. They rate them over the last year now, like social media, so even if they're equally qualified to other engineers because they don't, let's say, totally agree with the party line and everything, their social media rating determines whether they even get a job. So, it's most unfavorable nation status they should have when they kill babies of the third baby born to a woman right up to the moment of delivery like Doug Jones wants. But the second children, if you're not senior in the party, you don't even get citizenship. That's why they're flying to Chino, California and elsewhere to have their babies in America because they don't have Chinese citizenship. Do you know a lot of women in China don't have a citizenship for their second child unless you're a senior member of the party? Did you know that?
Well, I was under the impression that the second child was aborted by force.
No. That was the one-child policy stopped about 3-4 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Two children are fine, but the problem is only a portion of the second child, male or female, gets citizenship, and they have an excess right now of 122 million males of marriageable age, and the only place they can get wives is to go to Malaysia or the Middle East, especially Palestine. Did you know that? They have to have a Palestinian or Middle Eastern woman as their wife or a Malaysian wife because there aren't any in China, except in rural China where they've unregistered up to 40 million women that don't have citizenship because they've never registered their birth. Did you know that?
Yes, there's been a tremendous imbalance caused by originally the one-child policy and even the current policy that you alluded to.
But China is disgusting. By the way, if you do anything to piss off the party, they tissue type you, they put you in a Laodai prison camp, and if your tissue type comes up that your organs are required by a senior lab like, let's say, Emory University in Atlanta, where they actually tried to recruit me in 1987 to be part of the international organ procurement because I worked in the trauma emergency burn unit in Georgia. And the same thing goes on in France, and Germany, everywhere. You know there's more money spent and bought on procurement of organs than all the drug trade in the world by 2 or 3 times. Did you know that?
No, I did not. But these are the things that are kept away from us.
They're not kept away from Dr. Deagle. And believe me, I'm angry as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore like that movie Network. I'm not going to freaking take it from my fellow co-hosts, radio hosts, TV hosts, people in their pundits like Hannity that just want to slather over things because they got a big Christian movie. They don't want to support full force Roy Moore when they know this guy's uber Christian. You need to get a life, Hannity, and other people. Stop trying to soft soap the fact that your fellow Christian is being destroyed. And if Judge Moore doesn't go in there, Trump is toast. He's toast. If Judge Moore doesn't go in there, they're going to go. They got 58 Democrats right now filing as we speak this week to impeach Donald Trump. And if you don't think they're trying to make parallels like Benny Bush, this idiot in this NBC trailer 10 years ago or 7 years ago, wanting to use the quotes he made as a trailer talk to say he's just like Roy Moore. The Democrats will get enough seats in the Congress and Senate if they don't get their tax bill through because they lose Roy Moore's vote. But let me tell you, if Trump doesn't support and get Roy Moore in there, he's done. It's over. It's going to be bad. I'm making a stark statement here. And by the way, if it doesn't happen right away in the 2020 election, it's going to happen. Donald Trump will be impeached and probably imprisoned, or they'll attempt assassination if they can't get what they want. And the Democrats, and this is my guess, is they won't succeed after the try the House, but if they lose Roy Moore's vote, there's enough Rhino Republicans and devil Democrats that they will not be able to get his agenda passed. In fact, people don't realize how hair close it is to even get the votes to pass the so-called tax bill. To give everything, remember, there's been an increase of $6 trillion in value in the stock market and bonds and so on in America, and 2.28 million more jobs. It's all caused by getting rid of regulations and the hubris of everybody thinking Donald Trump's going to succeed, Donald Trump's going to succeed. He's got this herd of cats called the Republicats that are in the Congress and Senate. I call Republicats. Do you like that? Because the only way to herd cats is to have a big dog in the backyard. And the cats always run in the opposite direction. And the big dog is Trump. Now, you may not like his personality, but he negotiates to win. That's why he's the apprentice, why he wrote this book, you know, how to negotiate to win. He always is negotiating and twisting and pivoting, which is why they can't nail him down. But you got to say, the man was, for most of his life, a Democrat, and even pro-abortion. And he's had a transformation now. You can't say, I say he's a baby Christian. He's a high-level Royal Arch Mason. But he's a white hat, and we're praying like hell that he's not going to stay Trump Pinocchio and stay a wooden president. He's going to become a real-life Christian boy. But I see all the evidence. It's happening. They have prayer in the White House every week. I see this is a litmus test for Donald Trump. Are you going to become a real-life Christian boy? Are you going to change from Trump Pinocchio to real, live Trump, the best Christian president we've ever had, that's going to actually restore borders, get rid of abortion, stop illegals like this chain-migrating maniac who came in from Bangladesh that tied a pipe bomb to his stomach and burned himself? What an idiot. He shouldn't have been allowed in here, and they should have properly vetted that maniac so he wouldn't blow up in Times Square. And then he wrote there on his social media, it says, Trump, you can't protect America. He said this before he went and tried to blow himself up and kill people. Three people were injured, but they were minor injuries. He just burnt the hell out of his stomach. What an idiot. But you know what? If you use three things, metadata, mental health, meaning what drugs he's on, and money, in other words, track all the social media and where the hell he's putting his money because he's an ISIS member. If you're an ISIS member in America, we should pass not just an executive order, but a congressional statement of a declaration of war against radical Islam. And that means sitting in all the imams listening to these maniacs speak in Arabic that are doing things, grab their Muslim burqa-covered heads and pull their jackass bodies and put them into prison, a civil detention, as long as the war is on, whether it's 10 or 20 years, I don't care. And we're not just talking about Guantanamo. I'm saying we need to take these people off the shelf so they can't blow people up or spread their viciousness to the younger Muslim kids who say, yeah, I need to kill my fellow Americans. They're in my school or my sport league, whatever. This poison has to stop. And it's not just going to be Trump, because Trump's got a lot of people around him that have got the Pope on speed dial and want to negotiate with the Jesuits. Remember, there's a new movie called Nightfall. It talks about the Jesuits and the Knights Templar. These are devils. If you think they're good guys, you're wrong. Even if they do good things, there's always a twisted purpose behind it. Okay? Just like this Pope, always got a twisted purpose supporting the climate accord. Why the hell would a Pope support the climate accord, which means abortion? Why would he support it when it means euthanasia and death panels to people because they're getting older? This Pope is a monster, okay? Don't be fooled by his jowly cheeks, stupid smile. He's a monster. He is the closest thing on the checklist of the false prophet in human history. This is the last pope, according to that Irish monk bishop that went to Rome 9 centuries ago, and he said, and he named all the different popes, he said, this is this last one, this is the guy. So we got to pray that Donald Trump gets Roy Moore elected, and if he does, God help us, because we, you know, in the military they say, you know when you're not dead? When you can hear the whizzing sound of the bullet beside your head. If you don't hear a whizzing sound and you reach down, there's no legs or no body, it's because you're dead. And that's how close we are to the death of America, not just of the election of Donald Trump. We're close to having a civil war in this country. We're so balkanized, it's nuts. And I watched the Fox and Friends this morning and saw the statement by some young idiot, mouthpiece, spouting off about how we can't have someone as unethical as this Roy Moore. Why is he the judge and jury? Do we not believe that this is not Napoleonic justice? You have to have proper rules of law and justice, so they want to try him in public court. And people like Donald Trump's daughter, Ivanka, shut the hell up. We don't need your damned opinion about Roy Moore. Shut the hell up. And by the way, if you're raised as a Christian, why are you married to a Jew and believe that Jesus in the Talmud is burning in a pot of excrement in Hades forever? Okay? So don't say you support Jesus if you support Talmudic Judaism that believes in the Zohar and the Talmud and the Sepharad Zairah. Bull. Okay? Sickening bull. So you, Ivanka, shut up. And anybody else who thinks they have a right to an opinion about something when I know the academic facts that blow all this stuff up. Okay? I support Israel as a nation, but they need to come around, as it says in the book of Psalms, and accept the one they have pierced, which is Yeshua. Because he didn't accept them in his first time coming, but they will accept the one that comes in their own name in the future as the beast. And I'm hoping to hell it's not going to be Donald Trump. Because a man is hanging in the balance. He's done a lot of things that are virtually parallel. We did this last week with King Herod Agrippa. Rebuilding the temple, which he promised at his election last year, within 4 years, with Putin, by the way. Moving the national headquarters or embassy to Tel Aviv, which, by the way, is not a big deal. I mean, every other nation, but the reason is, behind the scenes, is they're going to make a deal, and the Pope will make a deal with Adnan Oktar, who wants the amount of olives to set up the caliphate to stop Sunni and Shiite Islamic terror. If you don't see this as the final pact or agreement, you're not paying attention. We're seeing the gathering storm of a world war here, aren't we? Iran arms the teeth with a Hebrew written on the side of the damn missiles, aimed at Israel, saying that they want to see the death of America, and they have millions march in the square in Tehran. Are you out of your freaking mind? These mullahs want the death of America. And if you don't take it seriously, you can have some guy that's a Muslim there on a mat in front of his refrigerator in Chicago, and he's praying toward Mecca and Medina, so he's turned himself in that direction. And he really believes that this night he's now got to take a spray bottle of Lyophilized Super Plague and go spray it out the window or go to the subway in Chicago or go to the O'Hare Airport and start to kill millions of Americans, which if you think these people can't do it, all the biopreparate weapon systems developed by the former Soviet Union went to Iran and Syria. Are you kidding me? No, I'm not. I worked on a bioweapon near. I was the point man and reserve Admiral Hughes. And if you think there's a host on this or other network, radio or television, knows what I know, you're a friggin' idiot. I work with these guys, and when I met them back in 2001 before 9/11, I gave them plausibly deniable questions for almost 2 hours, and they told me they were going to do war game simulations in New York City with nukes, anthrax, etc. And my closing question was, you son of a bitches, I don't know if you're stupid or evil on an individual day, but you're going to cause a lot of death and destruction in America, and they laugh like little friggin' minions of hell. That's the FBI and CDC national directors. So you need to get a point when I went after the FEMA director, because I know their plan is not to decontaminate Americans if there's a radiological bomb or bioweapon. It's to shoot in the center of the body of mass and put you in a body bag if they make a perimeter. And I had to chase the FEMA director out of the stadium at the Adams Mark Hotel, and we did our talk back in March of 2001, and the guy beside me was a general with all the blades on his chest. He said, you won't get out of here alive, Dick. I said, watch me. I chased the FEMA director out of the stadium. Okay? Yelling at him, and don't believe me, you don't need to have a PA system if you're Diggle. I'm loud enough, if you're near me, you're going to lose some permanent hearing. Okay? So, I got more nerves than a toothache, and I have absolutely no fear of man, and I am not afraid to die. that's scary to the dark side, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Very scary. Yeah. That's why the minion of hell, the Pindar, visited me 25 years ago, offering me to be an understudy, because I know he knew I was Anakin Skywalker, and he wanted me to make me Darth Vader for the dark side, and I didn't. I got saved by the blood of the Most High God, and I'm a servant of the and son of Yeshua Jesus Christ and the Creator God. And I'm not backing down. And Roy Moore, if he doesn't get in, we're done. We're done.
One.
I think it comes down to this. This is the 12th of December. You remember the German story about the Krampus, who's the anti-Santa? And the Krampus comes to get all the bad children and puts lumps of coal in their stocking, or just takes them to hell. You hear the Krampus coming, and you hear this clawing at the walls and the roof, and Krampus is coming to get you because you're a really bad kid. He's not just coming to give you a lump of coal. He's going to take your carcass to hell. And you see, we have the Krampus going on here now in Doug Jones. We have the Krampus in the media that are making up more fake stories. They make up so many fake stories, and then they try to pretend they apologize for it. Believe me, after they've done the damage of a fake story, the smoke of their so-called apology doesn't mean a damn rat's ass, does it? So-called semi-pretending embarrassed NBC, another news broadcaster sitting at the, and trying to attack, you know, his female spokesperson at the White House, saying, you know, and she's tough. So thank God she's tough, Huckabee Sanders. But
yeah, she is.
She's tough and she's smart, and she just turns around. You know, you can't say this and you can't say that, and this is the way it is. What I see happening, for example, finally the Supreme Court says he has a right to have eight nations. And by the way, we, and Maya's a whistleblower of Venezuela. That's one of the reasons why Venezuela's on that list. They'd probably check it out and say, well, we have this guy Deagle, who's a pretty prominent broadcaster. He's saying that there's terrorism. They went and checked out the facts and said, oh my God, Deagle's correct. The same crap that happened in Cuba, which, by the way, those missiles were in play for almost three decades afterwards, till the fall of the Soviet Union, was happening with the Russians in Nicaragua.
Yes.
And the Russians are putting freaking nukes there. And now we have both Russia and China embedded deeply, not just their navy and their nuclear submarines, but their missiles. And Iran's even announced last month that they're going to put part of their navy in the Gulf of Mexico, aimed at our belly. What the hell? Why are we tolerating this crap? Why don't we just shuttle them right out of the Gulf of Mexico and say, you know what? Russian nuclear submarines, they've been there and actually popping up and all over the place and acting really bold, especially under the presidency of Barack Obama, I call the abominator, the anti-president. The guy to dissemble America and turn us into a useless country that can't promote or respond to any kind of war on more than one front. Doesn't have enough air times. We have accidents in our Navy and our Air Force because we don't have the parts to replace aircraft or the technicians or pilots to fly them. And we have Obama now on a credit tour going around pretending, you know, and like he had that statement, you know, you didn't build it. We should say that to him. You didn't cause it there, Barack Obama. You're mentally ill, and you're such a narcissist, you think you're responsible for the major increase in the employment now that you're out of office. He is a psychotic maniac. He's a tool of Zbigniew Brzezinski and the globalists to destroy America and make sure you can't have a global world economy where you destroy nation states unless you get rid of the superpower that's a Christian nation called America. You get rid of America, and the world order is a sneaky, easy slide in.
Now, next week, I plan to talk a lot about North Korea and Venezuela. But at this moment, Dr. Deagle, we need to emphasize how important Judge Moore's election is at this time.
As you pointed out,
if he's not elected to the Senate, we're gone. The Obama, the Trump administration will not be able to function.
Well, the first thing that will happen, number one, when it comes down to avoiding to reconcile these tax bills, which they have to do when they're in conference, is they won't get a reconciled bill through the Senate. That's number one. And when that happens, the state of shock, just like the state of shock after not passing the health bill, which was put up by the by Mick Insane, that crazy bastard with a brain tumor from Arizona. The guy is mentally incompetent. They should have declared him under like the 25th Amendment we do for president to say, this guy's mentally incompetent. We need to remove you and put another election for another senator. But McCain is crazy. I call him Mick Insane. And so we have a hair's breadth of votes, and there's a number of no's, like my Collins up in Maine and others, that if we don't fix this, and we don't pass the tax bill and then pass health bills next year, you know that they are now trying to, the Democrats are saying that they are putting out the DACA kids. If you don't just give the DACA kids a carte blanche, and by the way, we found out that 50% of there's fraud. 50% of these kids that call themselves DACA don't justify as DACA kids. They don't have the qualifications. So 50% of this crowd wouldn't make it. Number one. Number two, they don't want to attach it to better immigration bills or the border or building a wall or even a cyber wall. So the Democrats want open borders. They want to accept 50% of fraud on the DACA kids. They don't want to stop chain migration, which is dangerous. We already see that. So basically they're saying, stay vulnerable. Re-release felons, or don't deport them back to their home country if they're a criminal to put in prison. No, no, no. We want to make Americans unsafe. We want to have borders open. We want to destroy the lower middle class. We want to flood our country with people that cost us billions of dollars. And we want to make sure that we continue to cause identity politics to break the country up against race, class, sex, whatever. This is what the Democrats are all about. They're about chewing up and breaking up the country in little pieces. And Doug Jones is no different. And if you abort all your babies, which has happened in countries in Europe like Germany, and you have invaders coming in like Muslims that have 3.6 children per family, you're going to soon be taken over by the baby carriage. And once you get 15 to 20% of your population in an area like outside Detroit and what's Deerfield, Michigan, you have a de facto Muslim state in no-go zones. It's the end of the road. They did it in an area of Quebec, just outside Quebec City, and these maniac Muslims try to do a law for the entire province of Quebec, which is a giant province that's larger than Texas, tried to pass a law that they were going to outlaw certain foods in the food for all the schools in Quebec, all of them, when they, of course, the Quebecers love their pork and other things. And the Quebecers, thank God, they actually reviewed the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, which is a faint shadow of the U.S. Constitution, but they had actually adhered to it in Canada. And they said, no, you're not going to have Sharia law here. You're not going to do this crap. Even though we've got a crazy prime minister up there who's out of his mind, just Trudeau, this guy needs to be removed. He's a mentally ill maniac who's a snowboarding president, doesn't have the brains, the guts, or the moral fortitude to do the right thing. He's dangerous to Canada. And when they tried to register guns in Canada, the Canadians were smart enough to not even talk to the local RCMP. They just said, we're not talking to you. I practiced back between 2004, I was back home in 2008, and I talked to my buddies there when I was back in the 90s in a multi-doctor practice. And some of these guys had 40, 50 guns, and they were making 70,000 bullets over the weekend. And they said, you're not going to talk to the RCMP? No, they can go to hell. So eventually the Canadians had to withdraw this so-called law. So I'm going to tell you, in America, if the Democrats get in power, they're going to do like they do in Hawaii. They're going to declare, if you're on medical marijuana in Hawaii, you can't have a gun or buy bullets. You know that? That's happening this week. If you don't think that they're going to try to disarm the public before they force the mark of the beast on us and do terrible things, you're delusional. And believe me, it's like passing a fire axe to a maniac in the middle of a lifeboat. You don't pass him the axe. Putting Doug Jones in there is passing the axe to the maniac that's going to put a hole in the lifeboat so we can all survive. No. Doug Jones is a self-described pro-abortion, pro-open borders, pro-block anything Trump wants to do maniac, and if you get his way, it'll be the end of America. The Dissociated States of America. How's that? The DSA, I call it, instead of the USA.
Right. By the way, a lot of you who are listening to this program have friends in Alabama, and some of you are living in Alabama. I hope you've been listening to Dr. Daigle's comments regarding Judge Moore and his opponent, who isn't fit.
Let's put it this way. I have a day that I'm going to be leaving this mortal coil, like Robbie Burns says. I shall leave this mortal coil, but believe me, on Judgment Day, beside the Most High God, I'll be standing there asking you tough questions. Did you vote for Roy if you lived in Alabama or not? If you voted for Doug Jones, it's a trapdoor below your feet. What do you think of that? Pretty funny, hey?
Yes. Well, the polls are still open for several more hours, so don't get discouraged. Call your friends. Don't be embarrassed.
Get the vote out. Get that vote out. Let me tell you, if Alabama goes down, I call it the underbelly of America, the solid Bible Belt. If they vote from the lies that are put on public media against a Ten Commandments judge who got removed from the court twice, if they vote because of these unethical accusations by lying women and the political right, they call the Rhino Party that wants to attack them, the crazy Democrats, the demon rats, I call them. If you don't get Judge Roy Moore in there, you don't just have the end of the Senate and the loss of the ability to pass bills. You have the end of the Trump presidency, and you have the last president of the United States of America. Because when Donald Trump's gone, whoever's going to rule next will cause our nation to break up. If you think I'm exaggerating, read Gerald Celente's latest newsletter and predictions for 2018 in the DSA, the Dissociated States of America. It's coming, people. If Roy loses, we all lose. That's how bad it is.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.